He is indeed a mighty, mighty good man. His name's Dom Salvia. He joins me every Monday at 3:34. In case you missed it, a little weekend recap, if you will. His name's Dom Salvia. He's got the great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. all across the Civic Media Radio Network. Dom and I both coming at you and originating out of WAUK. If you don't have that WAUK swag yet and you want to give Civic Media and these two favorite of your hosts a little ups, you're going to want to go to civicmedia.us, go to the upper right-hand corner of our webpage and click on store. Go find yourself some AUK swag and gear. I know I have. And you can listen all across southeastern Wisconsin in your radio while you're driving home at 5:40 a.m. But of course, everywhere on your local Civic Media talk radio affiliate. And if you tend to be a little out of range, it's a little spotty, don't worry, get it on the free Civic Media app. So we've been talking about the fact that Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, hosts of Morning Joe, who have spent the better part of 15 plus years on the air hosting that show, come from incredibly privileged, access-driven backgrounds. They could probably get just about anybody on the phone. Joe even dropped during the segment that he has Donald Trump's phone number and like called him after he got shot at. Like worked that right in there. But I'm going to play a little sound. It's going to take us a little bit of time because the full coverage of this is really important. This is from a CBS affiliate, I believe, in Ohio. Cardi, you can go ahead and roll that sound when you're ready. This is why I personally felt what they did this morning was beneath any possible standard of performance. It was ill-timed at best and a complete error in judgment at worst. Let's take a listen.
George, good morning. The hate was right out in the open. So brazen, Ohio's governor felt compelled to respond.
This morning, new surveillance footage of an armed group of men carrying flags emblazoned with swastikas marching through the streets of Columbus, Ohio. The troubling incident happening Saturday afternoon. Each person dressed head to toe in all black, masks concealing their faces. They shouted vile and racist speech against Jews and people of color. Ohio's governor denouncing the neo-Nazis, writing, "There's no place in this state for hate, bigotry, anti-Semitism, or violence." Hate crimes have been on the rise for the past several years, according to data from the FBI. The Anti-Defamation League also notes a stunning increase in acts of anti-Semitism, with incidents doubling last year compared to 2022. Overnight, African-American community leaders in Columbus taking to the same streets in a peaceful counter-protest.
Today, it sends a clear message that this cannot happen in our city, in this state, nor in this nation. We're not going to be repelled. We're not going to be moved back.
Just a week ago in Michigan, another group carrying Nazi flags outside a theater production of The Diary of Anne Frank.
We asked both President Biden and President-elect Trump about the Ohio incident. Biden responded denouncing the incident. We're waiting a response from Trump. Because there was no violence in Columbus and apparently no direct threat of violence, no arrests were made. The First Amendment allows for all kinds of free speech, including speech dripping with hate. Robin?
All right, Pierre.
So, I find it really disgusting that two newscasters, two commentators who have literally millions of people listening to them every morning began to open their show today basically talking about their great meeting in the warm, balmy winds of Mar-a-Lago with a president who has brought about more threats of race and religious and gender-based hate than our country has seen since the 1960s. Fact. And they went along on this discussion without even addressing these kinds of threats the video of what occurred in Columbus that I saw was taken by a Black woman who walked past this and had to endure this sort of hate speech. Now, I'll defend to the death their right to say it, but I will hold accountable not just those who spoke it, but the former president and president-elect who has brought this out into the open, fomented the flames, and poured gasoline on hatred across America. Our battles are not with Black and brown folks. They ain't with women, even angry women. They sure as heck aren't with immigrants, because none of those groups hold the power of the purse strings and the reins of the U.S. government. Start fighting the people who actually are making your life miserable. And trust me, it ain't those groups of people. Your reaction, Dom?
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. Oh, great to see you, Mr. soon-to-be president again. I mean, there are so many issues to throw back at Donald Trump and their ilk and this whole mega movement that has been built on hate and lies and deceit. I mean, it's amazing now there's no issues about election integrity, right? I mean, see how the conversation has evolved. No, we need to continue to hold those in power accountable, and we certainly need to have honest journalism who will talk truth to power, not go have a coffee at Mar-a-Lago.
Folks, that's Dom Salvia. You can hear him. He is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, Maggie.
Good discussion this afternoon. Tomorrow, I've got Jeff Mandel from Law Forward talking about the Supreme Court hearing before the Wisconsin Supreme Court today about Megan Wolf, the executive director of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Don't miss that conversation. And Olivia, as I always do, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.